Two Israeli ministries in charge of culture and Jerusalem Al-Quds affairs, along with Atayrat Kohanim's settler organization, are cooperating to establish a whole Jewish quarter with a budget of nearly $1.2 million at the entrance of Silwan town to the south of Al-Aqsa Mosque. The project includes a heritage center for Yemeni Jews, where they already have a small synagogue. Israeli authorities have been confiscating Palestinian lands and destroying homes in the wider area since 2015. Palestinians say this is another push to Judaize Al-Quds, and international silence will only help Israel change the identity of the city.
Establishing this center in this location is part of Israel's Judaization of the city and the area around Al-Aqsa Mosque to eradicate the city's identity and expel the original citizens of Silwan. We must resort immediately to UNESCO to inform them of the changes taking place in the city, in addition to seeking a solid international Arab and Islamic position not to allow Israel's actions to go unpunished.
The old synagogue building dates back to the 19th century and is 700 square meters in area. It happens to fall on a larger piece of land earmarked by settler organization Atayrat Kohanim for a Judaization project. Palestinians warn that Israel is using Yemeni Jews who migrated to Palestine over a century ago as a tool to take over Jerusalem Al-Quds.
This is a dangerous project and nothing but a new episode in the Judaization of Al-Aqsa Mosque area, especially after this entered a new critical phase, days after we saw a boulder fall off the walls of the mosque.
According to historians, Yemeni Jews lived among the Palestinians for about five decades in the past 100 years as refugees because they were unaccepted by the Ashkenazi Jews brought from Europe after the occupation of Palestine. And this means that they did not own any land in the area.
Palestinians here say that Israel is using culture as an excuse for political ends, especially with Silwan area already hosting 8 illegal settlement outposts. Fatma Abdelkarim, Press TV, Jerusalem Al-Quds.